TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Modern life continuously reinforces the message that beauty matters. But who gets to define what's beautiful? In indigenous communities, beauty isn't porcelain skin or thin waistlines. So in her 2020 talk from TEDx Sydney, Aboriginal woman and former model Sasha Sirago calls us to rethink beauty and what it means to us and whether it should matter so much.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at...
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
But that's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
Today, I would like to talk to you about beauty and how we've got it all wrong when it comes to our perceptions of women, particularly Aboriginal women. But before I do, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which I stand upon, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and give thanks to our ancestors who guide and protect us. It was 1990, and I was pumped. I was off to my first birthday party just before I hit the terrible teens. No chaperone and no bratty sister to tag along so she could snitch. I had my cute little outfit on, gift in hand, and I was hoping that this little cutie that I liked would show up. And I was hoping that this little cutie would ask me this one question. You know that question that makes your heart beat right out your chest? Do you want to be my girlfriend? Even though I had no business having a boyfriend at that age, but it didn't matter because back then it was all about the rush. I never did get asked that question. But the question I did get asked was, what's your background? And like any proud Aboriginal child would declare, I'm Aboriginal. Given the reaction of the room, being Aboriginal was clearly a dirty word. And at the tender age of 11, I was told by my best friend's adult sister that I was too pretty to be Aboriginal. By this time, my mouth is dry. My blood is boiling. And I'm trying so hard to fight back what feels like an ocean of tears. I calmly join my circle of friends and begin to fake laugh at whatever's funny to mask my embarrassment as I clutch on to my newfound complex. And this is why we need to change our perceptions of beauty. And how we do this is by learning from Aboriginal women, their stories and perspectives, because right now, pretty hurts. Pretty hurts because you're trying to erase my Aboriginality, to applaud my proximity to whiteness. Pretty hurts because aimed at an Aboriginal woman, it is a weapon loaded in racism, sexual exploitation, and cultural genocide. You see, what this woman didn't realize when she declared that I was too pretty to be Aboriginal is that she took something precious from me. Pride in my identity. You see, I belong to the oldest living culture in the world. But that day, that legacy, it was replaced with shame. And it's been this filthy stain I've been trying to get rid of for 20 years. And this is where my obsession for beauty comes from. Over the years, trying to mimic it as a model, advocating for diversity in fashion, to launching Ascension magazine to celebrate women of color whose beauty is still underrepresented. With much pain and trauma behind one word, pretty taught me through my indigeneity I could reclaim my beauty. To Indigenous women, true beauty came from the traditional roles we upheld, our kinship systems, connection to country and the waterways, and how we pass this ancient knowledge down to the next generation. The way we express beauty was never defined against a Eurocentric ideal of beauty. You see, in my culture, our beauty is not monolithic. It's not measured by a thin waistline, porcelain skin, or slender hips. It runs much deeper than that. So, what does Indigenous beauty look like? Oh, it's fierce, defiant, and proud. And one ancestor who epitomizes Indigenous beauty is Barangaroo, a powerful Cammeraygal woman. Revered for her wisdom and independence, Barangaroo, like the other Eora women, took pride in their status as being main food providers for their tribe. A skillful and patient fisherwoman, Barangaroo would access Sydney Harbour and its surrounding waters for its abundant food supply, only taking what was needed. So you can just imagine how furious Barangaroo was when she saw British colonists trawl 4,000 salmon off the North Shore in just one day, then gifting some of this catch to her husband and some of the other men from her tribe. Barangaroo knew such a wasteful act would threaten the Eora women's cultural authority within the tribe, furthermore destroying their traditional way of life. So Barangaroo rejected British laws and customs, their food, drink, and social etiquette, even when her husband decided to conform. When Barangaroo and her husband Bennelong was invited to dine with Governor Phillip and the British party, Barangaroo stayed true to who she was. Instead of wearing colonial attire, a tight corset and a gown layered in silk, finished with pearls, she came sporting her traditional wares, white ochre and a bone through her nose. What Barangaroo illustrated was Indigenous beauty is authentic. Ani Beryl Van Uplu, a respected Gamilaroi elder, shared a story with a group of women one day, and she said, "We all have a bit of Barangaroo in us." Later that evening, I thought about Ani Beryl's message, and what I received from her message was, no matter our culture, color, or how we identify, spirit is what we share. It's what connects us. You see, if we indigenize beauty, the meaning is transformed from aesthetically pleasing to a state of divinity. Beauty now becomes spirit manifested. Not only is spirit found within us, it's in all things. It's in the landscapes. It's in the elements. The Yolngu people of Northeast Arnhem Land, they have a Dreamtime story, Walu, the sun woman. They say Walu lights a small fire each morning, which creates the dawn. She then paints her body in red ochre, and as she does, some of it falls onto the clouds, creating the sunrise. She then makes a torch from a stringy bark tree and carries this fire across the sky from east to west, creating the daylight. And when it's time for her journey to end, she descends from the sky, and as she does, some of the red ochre from her body falls onto the clouds, creating the sunset. Indigenous beauty can can be seen right across this continent. Each Aboriginal nation with its own creation stories of how we came to be. Astronomy, medicine, agriculture, architecture, education, innovation, and when we had conflict, we had law, L-O-R-E, to restore order. Like the seasons, flora and fauna, night and day, we are all interconnected. One does not work without the other. The very principles which binds humanity together. Over the years, my obsession for beauty, it's led me to this truth. You cannot appreciate beauty if you cannot recognize it in yourself. So, how do we change our perceptions of beauty? We have to get real with ourselves and start by asking, who am I? Where do I come from? The world that I live in, how did it come to be? And more importantly, where to from here? You may not like what you discover, but sit with it. Feel the discomfort. Colonization has stolen from us one of the greatest treasures we can obtain, each other. This year alone, we've witnessed pathological, political, and social unrest. That is why healing is the antidote humanity needs, because it leads us to unity. When we decolonize beauty, we are reintroduced to our authentic selves. I used to wonder whatever happened to that woman from the birthday party. You know, the one that told me I was too pretty to be Aboriginal. A moment that was so devastating helped me to embrace my Juguru. Juguru means beautiful, injitable, my grandmother's language. I now know that my Juguru is mighty like Barangaroo, and my Juguru like Walu, it's everlasting from when that sun rises to when that sun sets. Are you ready to embrace your Juguru? Thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.